Hey, we have a new sponsor for this week, Nick.
Ooh, do tell. I didn't read our registry, so let me know.
This episode is sponsored by
the Magic Deck. You know what? When things ain't working right, is rough, hard, you got to get that Magic Deck.
Magic Deck.
When you get that Magic Deck, it'll change your life. So kids, get that Magic Dough and make it happen.
Magic Dough, god damn.
That's right.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get
Can't forget about my where the party at? Where the party at? Where the party at?
As is, do rags and Tim, I'm rolling fast his. This little Jag and Benz with the rose, not the one with the stem, the one with the rim, the one that seemed to make more enemies than friends. I'm sliding in past those, both eyes closed, both arms froze, both charms rose with the SOSODE.F. I ain't follow up to the ain't none left. I'm quick to go left, I plays with no rep. I jams more than death, baby, show me the club. I'm like, hey, whatever card it at, come and mix it with the Chris, baby, what's wrong with that? In the VIP twisted, downright spiffed, two-way, food and make it like a mist.
Come on.
Leaning on the side, leaning up from the ride, 69 Cadillac, like the Mossad. Here we go, it's open bar time. Here we go, it's open bar time. Come on, leaning on the side, hanging on to my ride. 69 Cadillac, like the Mossad. So get your cup, get your cup, get your drink. Lobby for the cause, but.
No good, I can't maneuver.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Nerdy Legion open bar.
Nerdy Legion open bar.
Yeah, I got a. This is a little known story. Very few people know the story I'm going to tell it right now.
Tell it.
This was about a year ago. Paul and I had Josh Dysart on Valiant Central.
I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, Daryl, you might know part of the story. But we had Josh Dysart on Valiant Central, and he was he was being Dysart, like he's super cool, very open, problems. He happened to tell us a story about some folks at the company going to this party in Brooklyn and getting very fucked up. Maybe smoke a little weed, I don't know. Some wacky tobacco, maybe some other stuff.
A little get right.
So we talked to him. Great. We had a good time. He had a good time. He was like 45 minutes late because he fell asleep. And he fucking rushed back on there. Anyways. That's next like, day after.
I gotta throw one in though. Dysart's the only rider I ever know.
Oh my god,
man! I shouldn't watch so much porn and jerk off.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that.
That's how real he is. That's how
we talked about jerking off on that.
What? Listen. Oh, if that's the case, then none of us need to shake hands with none of us. If that's the criteria, we all guilty. We go. We all gonna wear that M. We all wear an M on our eyes. We all got that Bishop M on the eye.
I don't think it made it to the episode, but yeah, we definitely talk about that. Because I think we had Amy on, and I had talked to Dan previously. He's like asking about jerking off. Anyway, so that week I put the episode up on Friday, and like 3 hours later, I get a message. I'm not gonna mention names from now on. I get a message.
Okay. From now on.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, it's like, get a message. Hey, I just listened to VCP. I said, that's cool. He's like, can I call you? Yeah, you can call me. So the bat phone rings.
The bat phone.
Oh,
hey, hey, so Josh said this, and I'm like, yeah, he sure did. It was funny as shit. Yeah, you can't have that on the show.
What? It's already on there.
What do you mean you can't have it on the show? I put it up this morning.
You just heard it.
Yeah, you heard it already.
Now you all 3,000 people already downloaded it.
Yeah.
You can't have that on the show. You know, he says this and that about explicit substances. All right. I thought it was pretty funny. No, you can't have that on there. He's like, this and that, blah, blah, blah. He's like, we'll take you off the list. I'm like, well, quit. I don't give a shit. Fucking take you off the list. Don't send me. I don't even read your fucking previews, bro. Don't send me nothing.
You got to threaten folks now?
Oh, yeah, I got threatened. So the next week, I didn't even come on the fucking podcast. That's the week that Josh East filled in for me. Because I was fucking pissed. Dude.
You were
I
mad.
Paul.
Like raging.
As soon as I hung up, I called Paul.
Hey.
And I talked to Paul for a fucking hour because I was about fucking done.
Hey.
Now I was going to get on Facebook and tell the exact story.
Was this the first time or the last time?
This was the first time.
Okay.
This was the
first
time.
Okay.
I need to get this shit off my chest. Dang.
Yeah, this was the first time.
Mm-hmm. Let me finish.
Comic Con time.
Yeah, and this was not the first time, by the way. As I said, this has happened a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where finally I said, "Listen, exactly what I just said. I don't give a shit about your fucking mailing list or your reviews or anything. Mm-hmm. If somebody says something and it's funny and I think it's enjoyable, the conversation was good, I'm not gonna fucking take it off the show."
Right.
I was like, "I don't work for you. You know, I do this for me." And for Paul, and whoever wants to listen.
See, I only trust if the person said it, said, oh, I didn't mean to say that. Could you take that off?
Dude,
only person I trust. Like, if they say it, then all right.
If we have, like, a professional guest on.
Right.
Like, if it's one of us assholes, like, whatever. But if it's somebody that actually works in the industry, before I start their interview, I always ask, hey, if there's something that you want me to cut out, let me know. Right. And then at the end, I say, hey, is there anything that you remember saying that you want me to cut out?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or do you want me to send you the file so you can listen to it? Mm-hmm. And if there's something you want me to cut out, I'll cut it out. Mm-hmm. And I've only had that happen one time. And it was friend of the show, Robert Venditti, who's fucking awesome. And the only reason that he wanted me to cut it out because it was a private story.
Oh, when he talked about how he hated Hal Jordan. Fuck that motherfucker.
Well, no, he had said something about another publisher that he didn't want to be made public. And I was totally fine with that.
That's fine.
So basically,
that's
what I'm saying.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So basically, he told Marvel.
And that's what I did with Josh. I said, hey, something you want me to take off? You let me know. He's like, I'll send you the file. He's like, nah, don't even worry about it. He's like, I remember everything I said. He's like, I'm totally good with it. But you know how Dysart is. That's exactly how he is. He's that type of.
He don't give a shit. When he posted that shit on Facebook and I saw that, I said, my nigga. He being real. He being real. You ain't got your wife there with you. You in the hotel.
Uh-huh.
It ain't like he fucking strippers. No, he just said, no. Ain't nothing else on.
Why does he got to come back to the strippers?
I mean, everything comes back to the strippers.
Need love too. It ain't like he cheating on his woman or nothing. He just saying, yeah, brother need to get released. I've been working all day. You know? Do what you do. Live your life, son. You don't give a fuck. Bird.
Yeah.
Everybody's got...
That's my story about how I almost quit reading Valiant Comics.
Oh, man. That's fucked up.
Whoa.
It is fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Because I've been reading that motherfucker for 25 years when this happened.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Well, the Valiant database cover almost made me quit it.
Look, I'm gonna tell you, Paul and I have talked about this a little bit on VCP a couple times over the years. Daryl, you probably know this because you've got a lot of friends in the industry. Once you start knowing people, like to a certain level, right?
Mm-hmm.
You come to a point sometimes where you either have to decide, like, either I don't give a fuck about what happens or what I say or what
you're
I do.
Dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you fucking deal with it. And you know what? Like, at this point, I just don't give a shit. You see what I'm saying?
Like,
I'll say what I want whenever I want.
Well, here's the pre-discussion, and DeJuan can verify, confirm, or deny this. But, like, by the time we got to C2E2, and I kept saying, like, under my breath, like, Adam hates me when we went to the Valiant booth. Because I legitimately think Adam hates me. Whether he does or not, I could give two shits or a fuck about it.
Sure,
but,
sure, sure.
But, like, we've had that, like, Justin and I, we did that whole conference call thing and the whole thing going on. And then, like, Adam called you.
Dude, and that was the funny part, and, right?
No, well, yeah, it's funny now.
Well, it's funny now. But I know it wasn't funny to Justin because Justin texted me right away.
Well, yeah, because Paul texted me right away, which you guys are an hour ahead of me. And I'm 2 hours ahead of Justin, right?
He fell asleep.
Oh, he Chris Campbell'd on us, didn't he?
He passed out. Keep talking. We keep going.
Oh, yeah. No.
Keep going.
No, look. This motherfucker right here passed out on episode 99.2. He Chris Campbell'd us.
He did. He Chris Campbell'd you. He kept talking.
So we're going to ramp right over it.
Ramps.
See you later.
Ramps.
You know he got you starred, right?
I was done, dog. I was done. Sorry. Listen, DC Noise, I recorded DC Noise till 6 in the morning one time. So this ain't nothing to me, boy. I could be up all night.
Dude, you gotta go. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, man, I gotta be up at 9.
Go to my
Go ahead, brother.
I'm up now. Let's record this motherfucker.
I was Keith.
Was here. Oh, man.
I'll be back.
I was dead to the world.
I'll be right back.
We heard you.
We heard you, Chris Campbell. We heard you.
You had the snoring of the ancestors and shit. I heard it. I heard slave ships in your snoring.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Give us free. Give us free. Damn it. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Dead to the word.
And these motherfuckers will tell me that I snored the loudest in the goddamn hotel room.
Oh man, you was calling the hall.
It was like a commodity market up in there. We got pink belly going $50 bear. We got pink belly.
Yo, If I've been con drinking and up all day, you're gonna hear some shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I called it.
It's gonna be some snoring.
I told you that I was gonna snore no matter what.
It's gonna be some snoring.
That's understandable though. Motherfuckers is gonna snore.
It's gonna be some. No, I'm gonna call that shot. I'm gonna be like, yo, I got this.
I'm gonna hit that 3-pointer right now. I'm telling you right
it's
now.
Me right
that's
now.
Me. That's me right here. That's me. It's me. I'm gonna win this game tonight. I'm gonna win this game tonight.
The worst is when a cat gets drunk and sleeps on the toilet.
Oh man!
Because who gonna wake you up?
I wish like, I could say I never did it.
You're on the toilet, right?
I did that shit.
You need to get up. That.
They had a New York bar, a vodka bar. It didn't even have a name of the bar. You had to go in, and a dude be standing outside. It was a Russian place. You go downstairs. They got a booth. It's a Russian bar. You go in the booth, and they had, like, 20 different kinds of vodka. And you can drink any of it up until you got, like, I think they give you, like, 5 minutes. And you got to drink as much as you can in 5 minutes.
That's some high school shit.
And I did, I think I did 8 shots. Yeah, I think I did 8 shots of vodka that night, right? So I won. I don't know what I won.
I won.
I was fucked up.
You won the t-shirt.
So I got, I think the work, I think the highest is 12. You got the 12. Somebody actually drank 12 shots of that shit. So I fell asleep with the other homeless people on the train. I remember waking up on the F train.
You
I remember
tapping.
No. I remember they tapped. I remember I was sitting on the train all right. I was like, I'm good. And then I remember waking up. Then I remember hearing the cops go, pop, 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 pop. You got to get off. And I was like, oh, shit. And I remember stumbling up them stairs. And I remember each stair I had to concentrate and shit. It was like, I had to channel like Xavier, like you gotta use your demon powers to get your feet up these fucking stairs. And when I got home, the downstairs bathroom I had to pee, but I was like, but standing up ain't gonna happen, so I had to sit down. I don't think I woke up till I don't even know what time I got home, but I know I didn't wake up till the sun came up.
Oh shit!
And I was on the toilet sleep.
You still on the sleep?
because it's a small bathroom, so you can actually like put your elbow and lean on the sink. So I leaned on the sink and put my elbow, and I was out. I was gone. I don't even remember if I was even in the. I didn't even know I was still in the bathroom. I thought I was in my on the bed somewhere. But I was so.
You probably
was
still pooping on that, like.
Oh man, let me tell you something. I was so fucked up that I was fucked up from that Saturday all the way to Monday. I was done. I was like that. All that vodka. Oh, because I forgot to add. Not only did we do that, I did the 8 shots. We went to another bar and just started drinking beers. So I just started drinking beers after that. So when it hit me.
It hit you.
It fucking hit me. Like, but I didn't get sick. I didn't get sick. It's just that my body was like, yo, this whole thing about you walking around, you don't need to do that.
It ain't happening no more.
You don't need to do that. Listen, I'm gonna let you get to the kitchen because I know you hungry. So I'm gonna let you get to the kitchen and you gonna eat something from this kitchen. But then I'm gonna shut it down after you get back to the bedroom. I'm not gonna give you no more energy. You gonna have to lay back down again.
Yeah, your ass gonna have to go to sleep. I'm gonna get you some Saturday swine.
Word.
Thank you.
And you know waffles. That's what you need. I need some grease. Give me some burgers.
Waffle House.
Give me some pizza. Something. Yep. Give me something with grease in it. And then you gotta go back to sleep. Then you gotta go back. You in the fetal position for the rest of the night because you ain't getting up
for 2 days. Like.
And then you wake up like in the middle of the night with all this energy. Like you wake up like 3 in the morning with nobody up. You wake up like 3 in the morning and you like, damn, what happened? Like you wake up out of a cocoon somewhere. Like you be like, yo, I feel like going out right now.
Right. Where that stripper I met last night?
Where that stripper at?
You just described like 15 years of my life.
I thought you fell asleep, Martin.
That's some good shit.
Nah, dude, I went to pee. I got me a refill.
That's right.
That was Martin that was snoring, not me.
Yeah, bullshit.
You just did it. You just did a key. That wasn't me. That's not me.
Put the ramps on it.
Right,
I ran out of one. I had to go get my wife's one.
Oh,
shit. You
Anyway,
she, all right, she won't
well,
know.
Well, your wife is asleep, so I guess she got enough wine herself. So I guess she can't get no wine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't so let her wake up tomorrow. Box. See that wine gone, though, because you're in trouble.
You hear, motherfucker.
Oh, she's got a yeah. box. She'll be all right.
Man, no, I think they just keep boxes and boxes and boxes. They just got like a whole bunch of boxes.
Oh, on weekends? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, until you record with Nick tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know better than that. That's right.
You know better than that.
Hey, yeah, but we can't record after that because your ass will fall asleep.
That's right. You be gone.
Mm. Y'all need to ban these people that fall asleep on the podcast. Vanish them, MF.
Well, this is
snoring on the mic.
This is the fourth episode and last episode. We out,
dude. I think the first Valiant podcast episode I ever listened to, Campbell fell asleep on it, and he was snoring like a motherfucker. And Daryl and Mike are just talking and talking and talking.
Because we from the thing of you be a professional, you just keep going. You keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
You keep going.
Do your thing.
And when this motherfucker woke up and wanted to talk about shit that we had just got finished 30 minutes talking about, I said, motherfucker, I ain't going right through this here. Shit again. No need to talk about it because you want to talk about it.
We just talked about it.
Now I got to do it.
And then he acts so innocent about it.
Oh, my God. Innocent. And then I got to get on him now because he does this. Uh-oh. Am I in trouble?
Who's in trouble? Wait, DeJuan's in trouble.
So he can record it.
Does DeJuan have a Spanish wife?
She got a black wife, right?
Oh, that might be worse.
So she's going to whip your ass.
She's Panamanian.
Oh, she gonna whip your ass for sure.
Uh-huh.
Talk about some motherfucking comic books. I'll fucking burn them shits. You can't fuck about no comic books.
DeJuan, when is enough enough, DeJuan?
When is enough is enough? You got two fucking comic books in this house. When is enough is enough? I told you I don't want to see that shit in my eye on my table. Two fucking comic books. I don't want to see that shit. Get them fucking books off my table. I'm just going to throw them in the garbage.
There we go. He's back.
Oh, y'all talking chat? I had to go pee,
yeah.
Man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that code word for it? She was yelling at you?
Yeah, she was yelling at me. She was like, turn the fan on.
Get the fuck you off on the bed. Word.
Turn the fan on. What, you fart in the room?
What you do?
Oh, you now, wife, like now, we know, now we know who fucking crop dusted this.
Hey man, when you deal with hood chicks, man, you know they like the fan on.
Yeah, you gotta keep the fan on.
They ain't used to the AC being on. Turn that motherfucking fan on.
Turn that
middle of the winter.
Oh. I want the fan on that $10 fan. Man. That
Obama's fan.
It's hot.
I need my fan on.
I need my reparations hot. Fan. It's a hot. It's
right, my reparations.
Hey, they might bring Obama back. You never know.
OB Jr.
I'll be happy. If they bring him back, I'll be happy.
OB
this
Jr.
motherfucker
died.
Right here, he's about
they
to go.
Die.
Trump's going to get hung for treason.
Lord of mercy. I have to see it. I have to see it to believe it. This motherfucker can smack a woman in the face right now and then go home. And they'd be like, why did she put her face in his hand? I don't understand. Like, what's her problem? I don't understand why she attacked him like that.
I feel so, like Nick Spencer is writing reality right now.
Word. That motherfucker, Nick Spencer. That motherfucker, because he's another one that will make up some shit.
Uh-huh.
That motherfucker makes some shit up in a minute. Like, yeah, what you mean? I always wanted to do that. What you mean?
What's up with Trump's wife slapping his hand around like,
oh my,
motherfucker,
come on, man.
Don't touch me.
Listen,
like, am I making
that,
too much of it?
Like, you know what that was. You know what that was. That's at the end of your marriage. That's at the end.
When
you don't want to fuck with each other.
Well, that's at the end or the bullshit where you stay up all night recording open bar.
Yeah, that's right.
No, that's the end.
No, I think that's at the end. I think that's at the end.
Because even when you mad, you let him grab your hand a little bit, and then you pull it away to let you know I'm mad at you, though. You know, like, she did that shit like, motherfucker, we don't roll like that. Why you trying to act like that for public? We don't roll like that. We don't even sleep in the same bed. You don't fuck me no more.
I think she got her sea legs. Cause you know, when a woman get prominent like that, dudes come out of like, you know, I'm the head of the Euro band. I want to take you out to lunch.
Oh, you know she got, man.
So she got Cecil now. Cecil take her.
Please.
You know you ain't got to be with him. You know you ain't got to be with him.
You know she hit out.
I can show you a better way.
Listen, I'm not saying he looks like a troll, but she's pretty hot.
This episode is brought to you by B's and C's.
let me tell you something. If he was making 20,000, he would not. She wouldn't be walking.
No, she would not.
So we know the deal with that. That motherfucker don't care. He ain't like it. Like, he doing that for camera. You know that motherfucker ain't like that.
She wouldn't even date a dope dealer. She like a billionaire. You got to be like a billionaire. Like a Kennedy.
And Trump, that dude, he looked like he would just skeet on your back and just go to sleep. Like, he wouldn't even...
I don't know. There's a tape about that, I think.
He wouldn't even wait. This is a dude that didn't run through, like, he didn't hung out in Vegas. This is where he play with. He go in Vegas and shit and do crazy shit. You know,
with OJ?
He don't fuck. Yeah, he don't give a fuck. Trump is a savage. He don't give a shit about nobody. Like, he don't really care. He talk about his daughter like he want to fuck her and shit. He be talking about how she look. If she got fat,
that was kind of weird. That was weird.
he talked to his daughter.
He was
like
if she wasn't my daughter, I'd be all on her.
And if she probably was fat, like if she had ever gained weight or something, he probably would talk about her like a dog. He'd probably be like, yo, you getting fat, yo. Can't be walking around me looking fat. I could eat sandwiches. I could be eating sandwiches and shit and get fat, but nah, you can't be getting fat, son. You gotta look good around me. I feel like it's your fucking daughter, son. Like, he don't care. He don't give a shit. That motherfucker don't. He a savage. That shit. He a real fucking savage.
He is.
If people wanna pretend like he ain't, he is, yo. He that motherfucker. He make jokes about handicapped people and then be like, why you mad, though? Why you mad, though?
Right, why you mad?
Why you mad?
He be like, That shit play in the rural area.
Word. Like, what's your problem? Why are you mad?
Right.
Yo, get over it, yo.
Like, my people like that stuff.
Yeah, my people like making jokes like that. Shit.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, No, I'm gonna break it down. I'm gonna break it down to you like this. Like, if we want to get into kind of like a race discussion, like, minorities is just as racist as any other group.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, sure.
Of course. The same
stuff that he's saying, you can go to a barbershop and you will hear the same stuff.
We say the same shit. He say the same stuff.
Just as loud as he's saying and whatever. So let's not pretend that this is like, I can't believe he's saying that.
No.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It don't. We say some shit, and you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. The difference with us is we say some shit like that, and then welcome white people in the store. We don't do that shit when we say you can't come in.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't you. Listen, there's plenty of white people that have been to our barbecues and places and running around, and they don't. And you know not to bother them, and you know why? To be real in America, because if you hurt a white person in your neighborhood, them cops is gonna swarm up in here. And people gonna get hurt, and that's real. We've learned that. That's real. So we know not to bother. We don't fuck with other people like that when they come into our neighborhood. We don't do that. We don't
listen. I'm not black, but I'm a little tan. Listen, I'm a little.
You're
tan.
European.
Daryl, I thought he was one of us.
I'm a little tan. I will say this. I do live in the South. So some shit's about to go down. I will put the most redneck accent I can find and try to fit in. You see what I'm saying?
Well, we gotta find somewhere to go.
Because there's a lot of different people in my family, you know? So some people might be like, oh, he's white. Some people be like, oh, he's Spanish. Oh, he's Italian. Oh, he's Muslim. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. People
Muslim.
Just don't know. You see
you're
what I'm
Muslim.
Saying?
Put a fucking towel on your head, yeah. Martin.
Hey, let listen. No, no, hey, let me tell you. I do have my brother did that 23andMe thing. We do have we have Moroccan in our family. Okay?
No, I was.
It looked
fine.
Like
I don't care.
I thought it was. I thought you did have that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You embrace that shit, man. Embrace that stuff.
No, I don't.
Oh,
yeah,
dude,
I don't
give
care.
A shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I embrace all of it. But what I'm saying is, shit, man. What I'm saying is, I live in the South. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right, right.
So I try to fit in wherever I can.
Listen, people, I don't. Listen, it's real. Dude just got killed. White dude just. I mean, a black dude just got killed recently. Murdered by a white guy just for being black.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it ain't like this shit has stopped. Like it could be some. I ain't saying because I got plenty of white people that are my boys. That ain't the case. But when the ones that are that way.
Wait. Is that like the black equivalent of I have a black friend?
Well, you can look on my Facebook and look. Nah. That's the only difference. Nah. You can look. You got to go on the person's Facebook. If you don't see no people of color or anything, they some lying motherfuckers when they say, my best friend is black. Yeah. If your best friend is black, that means you actually hung out with them yesterday. Like,
That ain't the same.
So, but some of them could be. My mother, to this day, my mother she was part of the busing when they were busing kids, and she saw regular white people that looked like the Bible Belt, all that, saying the most craziest shit to children, where they had to have guards, the army had to protect the bus because they did not want those kids in their school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it ain't been that far apart. Like it ain't some shit where it happened like ancient times. This is not that long ago where there's still people out there that felt that way about children. We're not even talking about adults. We're talking about children, and they go that route. So some people and Bush and Trump, though, that's part of his group. And he don't care one way or the other. He don't care about no group. It's just the point of that's the group that got him in. So you're going to play to your people. He's a business dude. He don't have morals and shit. He's going to
really
play to whatever group is going to play to what he is going to get him what he needs to get. And that's the group that's going to help him out. That's his group. And they're easy to talk to when you start saying keywords like those people. Real Americans, we're gonna save
patriots,
America.
Patriots,
true
yeah,
patriots.
Fuck patriots. Mm-hmm.
Those type
especially
of people
Tom
when they
Brady.
Say that.
Oh my bad.
When they say those type of you know what the first thought in their head when you say patriots to those people, to those type of people, is do people look like them? Which is sad though is all these cuts that he's making in medical care. Guess what? They're the ones that get hit with that too, because they're in the same bracket that people of color and that are in. Working class is working class. It don't matter. It don't make a difference what color you are. Working class is working class.
Well, you know what? A lot of people don't realize too, though. The majority of people below the poverty line are white.
Yes.
Right, not minorities.
Yeah. But they don't think of them. But the way they sell it. It's those people.
It's the way
you sell
it.
You're not
the
media.
The
media wants to
sell it.
Like crack whores. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, you're not
broke. Yeah.
And that's why, and that's funny because that's how Bush got in. And then when it got so bad, when people realized, that's the only reason why we got a black president. When it's all right when those people are poor, but when my 401k is gone, and I start losing. But wait a minute, what you mean I don't get a loan? You won't give me an extension on my house loan? But it's me.
Right.
I'm a patriot. And the bank told them, I don't give a fuck who you are. We taking your house. That's when people were like, oh shit, it affects me too. So now it's like, I don't care who's in charge as long as you're going to get me back my shit.
Well.
Give me back my shit.
Until the Handmaid's Tale starts.
Well, people forget again. This is what we do. We good at forgetting history, right?
So oh, yeah.
That mm-hmm. happens. We get mm-hmm. them in. You start getting your shit back. You start working your way back up again. You get a job again. Everything is good. And it's like, you know what? He ain't American. He need to go. Like, he's the problem. Him and mm-hmm. his people. They're the problem. We got to get rid of them. All of those people. Anybody that ain't me, they got to go. They're all them people that's tearing down our country. We got to get rid of them. Okay. All right. And now when them health, next year when they go in and God forbid their kid is sick with something serious or their husband gets sick with something serious and they tell you, oh, no, we don't cover that.
Oh, and dude, they're already bitching about that when they start realizing.
World.
Yeah, a lot of people are realizing this already.
But it's easy for people to think it don't affect me. But everybody else of color, we all know when shit happens, of course it affects us.
You don't gotta.
It ain't even about color.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not about color. That.
No, when I say people of color, I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about Asians, Spanish.
No, you talking from your experience.
No, we know.
But yeah, I was like,
we know
like
already
this.
How it's gonna go down. So
like, look at Paul Ryan, like right. Wasn't Paul Ryan's people on welfare?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it right. But it's not the
to
same
to get to where
though.
He got right.
But so, it ain't the same.
This is what I get to. I don't want to say media because you generalize it, but like in this country, we want to see poor. Poor is one factor. Is
yeah.
either black or minor. So when I was a drug rep, I was in Southeast Ohio.
So when you were selling drugs, right?
Is that code word for you were a drug dealer?
No, I was legal.
So you're a legal drug dealer then.
I was legal.
He only asked that because you black, man. They only asked you that.
I had my paper.
If you was white and you said that, they wouldn't have said you was drug dealer, man.
I would have.
Project.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I stayed with a white family and I had all my legitimacy. and it was all proper then.
You had your papers.
You had your freedom papers.
I had my papers. I had them laminated and shit.
You better.
You're right. Papers. You don't want nobody burn your shit.
You don't want you burn your papers.
But what I learned then was that like. Poor is poor, dude.
Poor is
the
poor.
Media portrays poor.
Mm-hmm.
Like in my whole life, this is my perspective, guys. Y'all can chime in your own way. The way the poor was portrayed in my perspective was black inner city. Boom.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crack. Right. This that. That yes. that's all the shit you saw. NBC, yes. ABC, CNN. Da da da.
Mm-hmm.
Poor black. Yeah. But when I got down there, you had the same people
mm-hmm.
on Peel. The only, and I tell people this honestly, the only thing I saw different from there was the same drug problem. But I saw that people in those areas, which was predominantly white,
mm-hmm.
they would stay married and they would have a family structure. No matter how shitty the husband be cheating on them and this.
Girlfriend
the
down the block.
Structure was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The family structure was there. Where uh-huh. in the inner city it was like, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, daddy ain't there. You know, mama mm-hmm. may be in and out. You didn't have that. That's the only difference I saw. But when I saw drug dependency, man. I don't care if you in the rural area, in the hood. Drugs is drugs, dog.
Well, listen, when did they start doing something about crack? When certain other people started using it.
Right.
Yeah. Certain other people's exactly. kids. Mm-hmm. Yep. When certain other people's kids started using it and overdosing, mm-hmm. that's when it was like, we got to stop this.
And by certain,
man, forget
you mean,
crack. Look
and
at
by
heroin.
Certain, you mean white, white rich people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at
listen,
heroin now.
When
heroin
they were locking
is
up.
Affected, heroin yeah. is affecting... Not a black population. It's affecting
white population.
A different pop. No, not even. It's affecting all these different demographics other than the normals.
Oh,
normal
yeah.
down
oh, yeah.
tribe.
Well, look at all that huffing shit. Look at all that with the spray cans and stuff. We wasn't doing that. We wasn't doing no fucking spray cans.
Yeah, who the fuck does that shit?
Who the fuck was doing that?
Hey, listen, white people be crazy.
Daryl and I are talking about regular white, regular people. You're talking about up in the fucking burbs.
Yeah. And they, and but in my regular area, I got to show ID to get a fucking can of Lysol to buy. Like, I had to go through security because certain people, kids, were getting into that shit.
Yeah.
But it's that way here though. Because I mean,
everywhere.
I live outside everywhere. The city, and not quite the country, but I'm pretty close to just the country. Mm-hmm. And I mean. It's the same thing like that. I mean, in anything, you got to fucking have ID. Like, you buy some fucking copper.
Right, because copper it became.
Has. You got to buy, you got to have ID.
Yeah, because it became a world, it became a country problem. Has. It became a world, it became a, we got to stop this as a country. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, and now if it had just affected certain people, they would have been like, well, let them deal with it. Let them. Have to deal with that, mm-hmm. but we don't think of it, but that's the problem with this country. We don't think of everybody, like when it affects somebody, we don't think it affects everybody. When you see somebody missing, you see it all the time. When a white kid is missing and they look attractive, like a girl, attractive girl or whatever, missing, there's a different conversation than if it's a black or Hispanic child is missing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
It's not the same conversation. It's a different reporting, like. All of it. All of it's mm-hmm. different. Like, so until we stop doing that, we gonna still have these issues because we don't. When we think of when things get hurt, we don't think of it as it hurting us. Like, this is gonna affect all of us. We don't think that.
Like,
way.
Like us as people.
Yes, yeah, us as people. We don't think that.
Well,
way.
Even us as people, as lower class people, right?
Yeah, we not all broke.
Because when. When I was growing up, right, I lived in the projects, right? So, mm-hmm. like, there was me and Dede and Dante and Dre, right? And then, mm-hmm. If one of the five of us got in trouble, we all fucking got in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. It didn't matter if you were fucking white, Italian, black, Indian, what the fuck ever. We were seeing that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was saying. It's like the whole thing is like.
Well, I mean, slavery, down south slavery is what helped. I mean, what helped end slavery because when you put a white child with a black kid and they're playing together, they don't give a fuck about.
Nothing. They don't give a fuck.
If they
the
black
kids.
Or white, all I know
they
is.
Kids.
All I
kids.
Knew is Kunta and me was playing with each other. We were playing with each
Watch
other.
Watch, it's going to be Kunta.
Well, that's right. What they're
And then his American name is going to be Toby, right?
Right.
Is that we ran together when we was kids, and when he got hurt, I got hurt. When he bled, I saw regular blood. When mm-hmm. we cried together, we laughed together, and I know Miss Amy... who was taking care of us, she'd be as dark as night, but I guess what? When I got a boo-boo, she kissed him a boo-boo, she cooked him a food, she's taking care of me, so it ain't easy for me to look at that same Amy or Kunta and look at them and go and treat them like garbage after a while. Like, some kids still went into that mode, but it started little by little as these kids were growing up with these black families. They could not, in their mind, say this is okay, because they treated me like people. They were people. That's all I knew was them. So eventually, when the younger one, the old heads, of course, they looked at them like they were garbage. They looked at us like we were garbage. But as them kids was growing up, like, and they started, well, you know what I mean?
No, Daryl. You know, Daryl. I think. When we get caught up in this, it's either black or white thing here.
It's not black or white though.
You know, you
that's
got
no. Well, at that time it was.
We're right. Yeah. Yes.
I know where Daryl's coming from, but like, you know, he's in New York, so you got Latins, you know,
all these different cultures and communities is going through this.
Nothing new.
Italians.
Right. Nothing new with us.
You know, we, throughout history, this is all the same script being played out over and over. And now we're dealing with it with the Latin community again, you know, through politics. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's because all Mexicans are rapists.
It's about the have and have not.
We got to build the wall.
But look at that, though. They thought that when they were playing that card of, you know, like, you're not them. You're not one of them. When we mean them, we're not talking about you. And then they got these things passed, and you got him in. Some of the people that support this dude are deported today. They have family members that are gone today.
Right.
Because you let that shit go. Mm-hmm. Because you thought you were not part of this world. Like, you thought it was just that group that was the problem. And they were gone.
Right.
But like Jack, like his wife, that's what they were whole.
He was very upset. Because he gives it. He gives it. It's like it don't just affect.
Because it hits
it,
home.
It don't just affect
us,
them. Right. It affects. It's part of me. Yeah. Like that's his wife, and she got a mother, and she got a father, and they got cousins, and they got sisters and brothers. Like that's all affect. And there's plenty of people that feel that way. There are plenty. It's not like all white people are racist. We never say that. Like it's never a thing.
Right.
All white people are racist. No. Hell no. But there are those that are. It's like all cops. We ain't saying all cops are bad, but you got to call out. When we call out the one that is, why are you jumping down our throats that we playing a card?
Right.
When we're talking about the one that is bad. Right. I'm talking about the one that shot me unarmed. I'm not talking about the one that is sitting up there trying to stop crime and help me and whatnot. Those are the ones we're talking about.
Say that shit because I'm like 2 hours away from that big whole fucking ordeal.
So it's like, don't cover for them dudes. Don't cover for the bad ones. And we don't have to have this argument.
But what people understand, what mainstream media and people that push against what we're saying right now is like, they try to extrapolate, you know, like a Ferguson story and blanket it everywhere. Yeah. And it's like, no, that's that one community story and telling you they struggle.
Yeah.
You can't paint it. You can't paint it across a wide brush.
Right.
You know, it's all these different stories. So you got all these different cultures telling you their story. They're telling you the story like, this is what our strife is. This is what our struggle is. But what mainstream media wants to do is paint it like, let's
like,
just paint
like
it.
Happened
just,
everywhere.
It's either black or white.
Right. Yeah.
That's
it's
it.
Not that.
That's it.
No. Mm-hmm. These people are telling you what it's like to be on 5th in Livingston.
Yep.
That's all they know. 5th and Livingston Avenue is what they know. You know, they tell you that story. Ferguson telling you that story. New York telling you the story. You know, St. Louis and Kansas City is telling you the story. They're telling you what they see every day on their story. But we want to make it a nationalistic story. You cannot make it like that because
you
can
put
so many holes in it.
Right.
You can't. It's bullshit.
Right. That's exactly what
it's bullshit.
It is.
They telling you what it's like to live on they 4 blocks where they live, eat, shit, and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
We
don't have empathy no more. Because everything now is, if I don't get it, then it don't matter to me. I don't care if you're suffering. If I don't understand it, and it's not something that I know, I'm not familiar with it, who gives a fuck? That's the kind of way people vote. That's the way some people vote. And then until you get them to realize or connect it with somebody they know, that's when they go, like even with police brutality or whatever, they got somebody they know that's been affected by it. And when they connect that dot, that's when they go, you know what? Oh, shit. Like, I know Tony. And they did that to Tony.
Yeah.
That's not cool. Right. But there's a lot of Tonys out there that happened to. When you were ignoring it or you were saying they're complaining again, you didn't think about it because it didn't affect you. And that's why we got to be like that. When it comes to gay and lesbian people, the first result is to be like, why are they complaining again? That's the first response. You were taught to be there. Because if you're not gay or lesbian, you don't understand what they what they're talking about.
You have no vested interest in.
You don't have no vested interest. What? You got to think. You do know how it feels to be ostracized for whatever reason. You have been in a position to feel like you've been ostracized for whatever fucking reason it is. So think of that. That ain't right. That ain't got nothing to do with whether what they do. They can do what the fuck they want to do. It's their life. Right?
Right.
That ain't got nothing
right.
to do with me. I don't got to.
Right.
It don't matter to them who I'm fucking. So why it got mad at me who they fucking? Right?
So all shit don't make me eat.
Word.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
But that's the thing. Like, right. you have to take away all that nonsense on the side of those people. That's what they do. Oh, look at them. Like, you know, like, don't put them to the side. Don't consider them people. But they're motherfucking people. They're regular human people. They do, they eat shit, drink, right. everything. They do
pay their taxes. They buy the same latte you do.
Right. right. But people, some people live in a bubble, and they could, and they live their life in a bubble where they don't see none of that. They don't, they're not around it. They live in areas where it just, everybody look like them. They don't have to deal with people like that. They only know shit from TV.
Yeah.
Until they go to school. When people go to college, that's when you see mixing. A lot of mixing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the more parents tell you don't be around them people, guess what? Kids don't
they
listen.
They're gonna do that.
They go around them people because I want to know what the fucking problem is. You act like the aliens or some shit. I want to know what the fucking deal is.
Yep.
And then you get around them and they be like, yo, they fucking fun. They human. They like to listen to music. I like the music. I like the food. I like to chill around them. They go through a lot of shit. And guess what? It ain't a big deal to them.
Nope.
So, and I know, and I have plenty of white friends who have grandparents that are very old to this day, that if I walked in their house, they would just call me nigga and wouldn't think twice.
Yep.
It's
the terminology. Martin do that? Martin snoring and farting too?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying, right?
It's not a big deal.
It's just a terminology.
Like saying, oh, that's a nice color. Nice color boy
that's
you brought home.
Yeah,
and they
that's
mean,
it.
They really
y'all
mean,
like the subject now.
No, no,
somebody
I see what you're talking
no,
about.
No, no, no.
Somebody just
no,
crapped
no,
us,
no,
and
no,
we're going to
no.
talk about the N-word.
Well, that wasn't me. That
no,
wasn't
we ain't
me.
Talking about the N-word. We ain't talking about the N-word, but different generations of people will say, like, so you have a great-grandmother who's blessed to still be around.
Well, I understand that,
like,
but I'm saying
that's
four
a nice color boy.
But
that's
what I'm saying, the four of us fucking friends here, the N-word, you can drop like 10 hundred times in this four-hour conversation, but all of a sudden you hear a brrrr, and nobody's going to bring that shit up.
I don't know. I'm used to it. I listen, I'm with DC Noise. We do that all day.
Yeah.
It ain't that dude, huh?
Martin's falling asleep, and he ain't doing that shit over there.
I don't know.
You fell asleep,
is,
Martin?
Nah, I'm still here, dude.
That ain't that dude. That was a good one, though. That was a deep one, too.
That's
some soulful shit right there.
That's the motherfucking point I'm making.
I don't know who said it.
I mean,
I'll
be in the chat with everybody.
That's
we
me.
Can call
that's
everybody
me.
Anything. But all of a sudden,
he claimed
I got to smell that motherfucking shit.
I
he
claimed it.
That was me.
He claimed it.
That's
claimed
me, because I just did it again. That was me.
There we go.
That's me.
He did
that's
the key.
That's me, damn that's
did the
key. I did the key.
He did the
Dak Nabbit. I did the key. Dak Nabbit. Dak Nabbit. Dak Nabbit.
First you got there to fall asleep like Chris Campbell, and then you're like Keith. There we go.
Now my punk ass did fall asleep like a motherfucker.
Did.
Though.
You did.
I did. Show the Lord of mercy. Like, yes, I did.
Here, let me do an impression.
Gone, son.
Hey man, that was two sheets to the wind.
Yeah, that's right. This is real open bar shit right here, boy.
Right. hey man, open bar ain't no punk. Just open bar is open bar. It's open like a mother sucker.
That's right.
You ain't gotta
that's
leave
right.
no tip. You don't have to leave no tip.
No, you ain't gotta
we
leave
gonna
no
clean
tip.
This. We gonna clean the bar up, close it down, open it up.
Yeah, cause we certainly dirtied it up. That's for sure.
Right. Keep this mother sucker rolling, damn it. So now we
We done talk politics, comic books. We done talk. We done went real. We done went on some racial stuff. Like
that's right.
Martin mad, Ronnie mad. We all mad. We all mad. Like my people.
We haven't talked about trolls yet. We haven't talked about Jason David Frank. He almost got killed this weekend.
What? What happened?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
At Phoenix Comic Con?
He got killed.
Some dude almost killed him. A dude thought he was the Punisher. So he went to this con with like fucking 45s. He had a shotgun. He had all kinds of shit.
He was posting on
Facebook that he was gonna kill the police and fucking shoot Jason David Frank and dude, fucking crazy.
That's the motherfuckers you put in a figure four leg lock. You put them in a figure four leg lock and be like, calm down.
Dude, let me find this
article. Get on your lithium pills.
Yeah, you can't just like pimp shit and then not come back with an article about it.
No, I'm about to find it. Hang on. I don't even know where I saw it.
So they went after Jason David Frank on that. Because you know, Jason David Frank ain't no... Well, I don't know him personally, but the way he work out, he might put a couple... He'll hit you with a two-piece. Like a one, two. He'll hit you with a two-piece in the side of mashed potatoes and gravy. KFC. You know.
He better get that honey mustard.
He's not soft.
KFC.
Yeah, he's not soft. He is not a soft guy.
Damn, I just got to see where the fuck I saw this, though.
So what's up with Phoenix? Like, Phoenix got some crazy people.
Damn. You can carry it over there, though, right?
Man, you could carry an AR.
Well, not at the con.
Yeah, but they get brave Phoenix, outside.
Phoenix, though, you could carry.
They get brave.
Straight
they
open get, carry.
Really?
They get real brave, yeah. You could be butt naked
and carry that. Your only clothes.
No, Shaggy said if you're butt naked banging on the bathroom floor, it wasn't me.
Well, Shaggy in this world. Shaggy ain't gonna be doing that shit no more.
Shaggy be smoking that wacky
word. I posted the link on the Skype chat.
Shaggy gonna be like, let's meet at the hotel because we can't do that shit here.
Because, hey, JDF ain't my favorite pick for Bloodshot, but I don't want him to get stabbed and killed. You know?
That's what I'm saying. Alright, here we go. He had a 12-gauge shotgun, 2.45s, a 4.54, combat knife, pepper spray, and throwing stars.
What the
hell? That's some big boy stuff. That's some big boy. He was ready to go out.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to cash in his chips. Like, I'm out.
I'm trying to find the quote, but the dude thought he was the Punisher, dude.
Here we go. Hashtag fake news again.
Yeah, man. Put on your bathrobe, get some Mr. Bubbles.
2.45s and a zigzag, and that's all we need, right?
I agree with you, Ronnie. He was on some wacky tobacco.
Yeah.
This
is like the Dark Knight.
His mind. Yeah. He was smoking
don't get me wrong. Hey, I've been drinking since like 6 o'clock Central Time.
Oh.
And I'm not.
Damn.
Yeah.
In the right mind frame. Just say what's on your mind, brother.
Just say what's on your mind.
Well, I'm just saying.
It with your chest.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest.
But that dude wasn't right, anyways.
That's obvious.
Just like the Aurora shooting, right? For Dark Knight.
Uh huh.
That motherfucker run right anyways.
No, here's the thing though. Alright, first of all, he's on a $1 million bond. So he's in jail right now.
Mm-hmm. Judge said cash only
$1 million bond.
Straight cash, homie?
Straight cash only.
Woo.
This motherfucker is in jail.
Homie. Not only, homie. Straight cash only.
Dang.
But here's the thing. All the fucking school shootings and shit. Like, I'm surprised something like this hasn't happened at a con before this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you make a great point.
Yeah.
like all the crazy motherfuckers that are at a convention that think they're fucking Spider-Man or whatever the fuck. Hey. And I'm not talking about cosplaying, you know what I'm saying? Like just as a fan of the character. Or like
saying they like so out there mentally.
Obsessive ass stalker, like going to see whoever, you know, like Walt Simonson or fucking you know, George Perez or whatever the fuck.
Well, see how they talk to people online when they get all excited and shit, the way they respond to people. It's like, where do you come from?
I wish that I was fucking Bishop.
That's okay.
And I was going back and getting my fucking 17K child support for my ex-wife.
What?
Wait, what?
That's a whole nother story, Daryl. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, Lord, that's... Ronnie, hey. You gotta tell him the story now. You done brought it up.
Wait, before you get, because you're on it, I got a $35 check from child support.
A $35?
Lord of mercy.
Yeah, they're giving me a $35 check because I overpaid for something.
Well, that's good.
Ronnie got the reverse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
My ex old lady, I got custody of my goddamn kids, and they haven't even seen their mom.
You mean blessed angels.
Blessed angels, that's right.
Yes.
No, it's all right to curse when they call you.
Blessed angels that give me goddamn salt and pepper hair and bald spots.
That's right.
That you see in pictures.
That's right. He take care of them so he can curse like that.
Yeah. And they will take out the motherfucking trash and anything else that I tell them.
Damn right.
And their mom... Or their mother, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Because Melissa's been in her life for 9 years.
I was
going to
say, the egg donor continued.
Egg donor. Yes. That's what my daughter calls her, egg donor.
I hear that.
But she is... we just went to court. Sparky
I was
going to
say, baiting a world-famous rapper, but continue.
Yes.
That's right.
Ramps.
Yeah. He don't even fucking know about ramps. Or didn't even live in the shit that I lived in.
Right.
I can't rhyme, so, I mean, it's whatever.
You gotta rhyme to be about ramps. Ramps is ramps. Shit.
Ramps is ramps.
But
ramps is ramps.
Because we were talking about what the fuck word was it? Because now I'm the key
opportunity
of the goddamn
opportunity.
Podcast, right? Opportunity.
Yeah, all you gotta do, ramps.
So we just throw ramps out there. Just ramps is our key word now.
Ramps.
No, but ramps. But this bitch is 20 grand behind in child support.
Oh,
Lord mercy.
20 grand.
Real.
A lot of mercy.
So this is
We'd be in jail.
Word up.
Hey,
oh yeah.
I'd be in jail with my license taken away.
Yes.
Dude, I just had to go to court like 3 months ago for $500, which I didn't even owe because I don't pay that shit. It comes out of my check. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And this is the reason why that Casey. ComCon didn't happen because I had to go to court today.
Ooh. I'm so glad I had kids with my wife.
You should be.
Oh man, I am every day.
But she wants to go to a different state, and she wanted to go where, you know, it's profitable there. So
with your babies that you take care of.
Yeah, you live in Missouri though. She needs to go to court in Missouri.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, you here?
Yeah.
Man, we been here.
We ain't never left.
Yeah. We hold this down. We kids we don't have.
No.
We about to be somebody over kids we don't have.
Exactly.
Talking about shit in middle school, high school.
No, but here's my thing where I left off, and then all of a sudden fucking hamster internet just died on me, and I forgot to put in my Prodigy disc.
Damn.
You said Pornhub?
No, but here's the thing, like, This bitch. No, I'm going on the gossip here.
Okay.
I don't care if he gets published or not.
Tell him why you're mad, son. Tell him
why you're mad. Hey, because this ruined my weekend with my friends.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, if I was 20 grand behind on child support.
Oh, okay. That's huge.
Yeah. I wouldn't get a fucking slap on the wrist and then whatever.
No, you got to. Now you be in the jail with you, Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. At least every other weekend.
Oh yeah. Not every day.
Well, yeah. She wants to be with this white rapper who sounds like Herbert the Pervert on Family Guy.
Herbie Hancock. Dang. No, Herbert the Pervert.
That's his rap name. No, his rap name's Ghost. I mean, come on now. You a white dude, and you say you're from the projects, and you're going to pick the name as Ghost? Come on.
Hey, yeah, that's cool rap name.
That's biting over that show. That's what they call that.
That ain't cool rap name.
They call that dude on Power Ghost. You can't call yourself Ghost.
But you can't pretend to be in the kid's life for X amount of years.
No.
And then pretend like you paying when you not paying.
Where's your receipts?
Yeah, exactly. And then you want to move to Colorado.
Ooh.
Because that's where.
That's far.
That's where.
Yeah, that's far.
That's
far.
Where your rapper boyfriend thinks that he's going to make the big time at.
Right.
What's the last rapper came out of Colorado?
What's the last rapper that came out of Missouri?
Ghost.
Ghost. Nelly. Nelly.
Nelly. I'll give you Nelly.
Nelly come out of... Did he come out of Missouri?
Did he, though? Did he?
Nelly came out of Missouri, at least.
Oh, okay.
Nelly.
Right.
All right.
Because we got the Midwest.
He was a singer rapper. He was a singer rapper.
Yeah, he was a singer rapper though.
Yeah.
He's doing country music.
Because remember,
country grammar.
Yeah. Because he sold out and recalled the same night. Remember?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember. I'm just going with you on it though. I'm just gonna believe you.
Don't you know some lyrics now? Come on.
Just gonna believe. Damn, women's asses look so good in white jeans. I don't know.
Yes, they do.
About white jeans that makes their asses look so good. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, if that was me.
Lord of mercy.
Lord of mercy.
Before we get done, Daryl, you're gonna do your Magic Dough commercial.
Magic Dough commercial.
Yeah.
You gotta do your voiceover, like, for all you kids who like,
yeah,
who saw the commercials of Magic Dough. We bring here today Magic Dough.
You got that Magic Dough.
That Magic Dough. Oh shit. I'm sorry, Roddy. What's going on? I know you're really trying to get a point across.
I'm just saying, you guys are cool. I mean,
what, they're gonna let her go? Like,
yeah,
what,
they let her go.
Gonna let her. Oh, okay.
But I missed going to Kansas City Comic Con because I had to go. I had to pay my con money to my lawyer.
Right. Oh wait, really? She wanted custody of the kids?
She wanted half custody.
What?
Yes.
So she wanted to live part time over there and part time where they at.
No. She wanted to live part time where the fuck she's being at.
And they'd have to go there.
Yeah.
With Ghost the Rapper?
Yeah, with Ghost the Rapper.
Wow. And she don't pay no child support.
That's the exclamation.
She paying child support to you.
Wow.
And
the kicker is, they should have threw that out.
Wow.
Yeah. So I spent my con money, paying my lawyer, be like, no, we're finished this bullshit now.
Right, you don't want that hanging over the kid.
Yeah, yeah, he's just like, fuck that, let's get this done. Yeah.
You gotta get that done.
Yeah. And which, my daughter's the youngest, and she's gonna be a freshman this coming school year.
Mm-hmm.
She is 14, and we bump heads because her attitude, my attitude's the same.
Yeah, she's 14.
All you had to say was she's a girl and she's 14. That's all you had 14, to say, bro.
Right. Yeah, right,
that's all
right.
You had to say, bro.
We know that.
But
we know, bro.
But Melissa and her has been, mom's been Melissa the whole time that she's been her. I mean, like, she went through the girl stuff, and it's been Melissa's been there. You know what I'm saying? I just be like, fuck it. You go inside. I'm going.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, just go on top of the hill for a week. Yeah. Right. Come back down.
You want me to hit somebody? I can hit somebody.
Yeah.
Hit
right.
Somebody.
I don't have a murder shed, but, you know, I got a shed that's a man cave, but.
Right. that's all I know. What you do anything else?
But that's the whole thing. Is we went there, and then I paid X amount of dollars for my lawyer to say, look, you can't leave the state until back child support is done.
Right.
But if it's not done, then you forfeit your
rights. Parental rights.
Yeah.
Right.
And and guess what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She fought this for 6 months.
Uh-huh. Knowing
she wasn't going to pay it.
Uh-huh.
And accumulated on the day that we were going to go to the con on Planet Comic-Con, which Planet Comic-Con isn't like C2E2 or San Diego or wherever. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I mean, it's growing each year after each year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Austin and I, which is my oldest, go there, and I can't take him because I'm fucking caught up in court shit.
Nope. Right, right.
And she don't even fuck show up.
Yeah, why would she? Yeah.
So then, guess who looks like the bad parent?
You.
Yeah.
Because you want to take a fucking blowtorch and just burn down the whole village.
Yeah, I want to go. And then what do I do? I text Justin and I call Justin and I'll be like, all right, you're in Colorado. You and Jim's in Colorado. You know where this fucking place is. You know what I'm saying? Because.
You ready to put in some work?
Yeah. Because.
Probably. You can't put in no work. Come on, dog. Come on, man.
Can't go that route.
You got a job.
You got this. You got to stay out of that jail. You can't go to jail.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, come on. You know, like, this bitch never even had...
I feel you.
I
know where you're coming from.
Even had
I understand. I understand. Yeah.
But Lord of mercy.
But you can't go down that road.
Right.
Go down that road, boy.
You don't want to be with Aaron Hernandez in prison.
Mm-mm.
Put this big shoulder on you like, hey...
Yeah, you don't want that. I mean, my ex-wife was on the, she had the kids, but the son, her son's father, didn't want of these. Bitch, I ain't paying, so I just won't get a job. I just won't get a job on the books, so you won't get no money from me. And then the other one, he was only paying like
punk ass shit right there.
Yeah, other one, he was unemployed. He was working as a school teacher, but they was in Michigan, and of course, as bad as it is in Michigan, he lost his job. So when we got married, I moved. She moved to New York to be with me. So they really ain't had no say so. Like nobody really had no say so. It was like the court thing was like, well, I mean, the other one ain't paying child support, and the other one was unemployed. So it was like, I can't fight you because I'm unemployed. And she took care of them most of the time anyway. So it was like, well, no issue. But it is true. Like once you don't show up in court when there's something like that going on, you lose parental rights. That's basically saying that's basically saying you don't want the responsibility.
Yeah, you ain't fighting no more.
You're not fighting anymore. So
yeah. So they gave her, like, every time is like a slap on the wrist bullshit.
Mm-hmm. But so, I would say it's good for you, though. What is good, though, is that from now on, that's on the record that she gave up for rental rights by not showing up. So I would say, even though with all the shit that happened, it is good. That takes away from her being able to destabilize your household.
Right, yeah.
Because it's on paper what she did to the court.
Yeah.
You go to the bathroom.
We have an open bar episode. We have an open bar episode that we haven't released yet because somebody doesn't want to release it.
Oh.
Maybe we just fucked up that night, man. That was a bad night, man.
That's what I want to hear now. I got to hear that. That's the show right now.
I think the three of us just need to get together and just keep doing this open bar and then get some people pull up.
No.
And we can just make this happen.
Is Martin still on here?
Martin's still on
here?
Martin, I suppose he's on here.
I see him, but
he sleep. The wine, the Merlot hit him.
Yes. Merlot.
He's done. Because he's snoring like I was. Like
they on the comfy couch sleep right now. Him and his wife are on the comfy couch sleep.
Yeah, they're doing some Stairmaster workouts.
Or
naked where the leather comfy couch gets sticky.
That's pretty much.
But
it becomes a furry couch. It's all warm inside. Hey guys, man, it's 3:30 my time. I hate to leave, but I got a game at 9.
It's 3:30 both our times. We in the same time zone, man.
Shit, you know, once you had tall glasses of water, shit, you don't know what people's time zones is. Ronnie's is Zamunda. Zamunda time. It might be like 2:00 yesterday.
It's 2:30 my time. See?
Yeah, I gotta go.
We haven't called last call yet. Are we calling last call now?
Yeah, there we.
Yeah, I'm called up. Man, just get your tab. Tip the bartender.
It's time to stumble out.
Daryl, you got to do your commercial, Daryl.
You know what? When things ain't working right,
ain't working right.
Is rough, things is hard, you got to get that magic though.
Magic though.
When you get that magic though, it'll change your life. So kids, get that magic though and make it happen.
You got to get your own. You got to get your own, my brother.
That's right. Oh, you can't have this magic, though.
You got to get your own, my brother.
You got to get your own.
Your own, my brother.
We just screwed ourselves. Because not only does Daryl get hashtag Dixon Portal shirts, but now he's got the magic, though, shirts, too. God damn it.
That's right.
He's the Stephen A. Smith of this Nerdy Legion podcast. He got all the money.
I gotta go,
man. We gotta do this again real soon.
Yeah, man, we do it.
We do it whenever.
Alright. Yeah, let's do this, guys. Get some sleep, y'all.
Alright.
Come on. Come on.
Later.
Yeah.
Come on.
See us in the club, just show a little love. Represent your side like me. Round here, if you stick, you catch a hot one. One shot, but a couple of them down one. Belvedere in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up. So for sure we ain't playing. Hang with no lanes, walk insane.
Baby, where the party at? Girls is on the way with a Bacardi, yeah.
Yes, we do.
Bottles and models talking all of that.
Uh-huh.
You know I can't forget about my club. Where the party at? And all my girls.
Where the party at?
Up in the club. Where the party at?
If the party's where you're at, let me say.
Oh, 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 oh.
your best outfit, just showing that skin, trying to make an on the spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come to the back. We got it locked out. Your white t-shirt or a three-piece suit, don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with. Some jiggy, some straight grind, all up in the clubs to have a good time. Oh, hey, hey, yo. Girls is on the way, but a Bacardi at. Bottles and models talking all of that. No, I can't forget about my love. Where the party at?
The one with the rims, the one that seemed to make more enemies than friends. I'm sliding in past those, both eyes closed, both arms froze, both charms rose with the S-O-S-O-D-E-dot-F. I'm bottle, I'm to the ain't none left, I'm quick to go left, I plays with no rep, I jams more than death, baby, show me the club. I'm like, hey, whatever card it at, come and mix it with the crisp, baby, what's wrong with that? We in the VIP twisted, downright spiffed, two-way, food and make it like you missed it.
Put your hands up, storm up. Everybody put your hands up, storm. When the beat come back around, everybody do the
dance. East side run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah!
Do my south side run this mother.